You're late, Señor Cawdor.
It was noontime, and he hadn't eaten since a handful of something he couldn't even remember gulped down before sunrise. But Ryan's appetite for the cacique's bullshit was nil.
Chichimex tried to bushwhack us 2 miles back, where you promised us we'd have a clear road. Took us a while to scrape them out of our way. Maybe you ought to chop the hearts out of a couple of your recon people to smarten them up a bit.
Hector's big square jaw jutted a bit more, and the crow's feet outside his eyes, that showed if he looked close he wasn't as young as he liked to play, cut a little deeper into his dark skin. But he was good. He didn't let anything show past that.
Perhaps you're right. Perhaps I shall.
Don Tenorio appeared out of the command RV, with Doc behind him. Tenorio had on an open-collared white shirt and was wearing his .40-caliber hand blaster holstered. He looked fresh. He made a conspicuous point of embracing Ryan.
It is good to see you, my friend.
I was a little concerned about you and our friends.
Tenorio had ridden up with Hector and his forces to this staging point, agreed on the day before, about 5 miles north of the lake. Supposedly, it lay directly in the path of the approaching Chichimec horde. Ryan didn't know how Don Hector knew that. There were a lot of things he didn't know about this setup, a fact he could basically like or lump.
We were in no danger. Not even Hector so big a fool as to act against us before the great battle. Come, let me see to my people.
Whether the Chichimecs had jumped the gun, or keen-eyed Claudia had spotted their ambush, or whether they had simply misjudged the psychology of the Scavvies and miscalled the way they'd react to seeing one of their own torn to pieces in front of their eyes, Ryan never knew and never would. As gentle and peace-loving as the Scavvies were in everyday life, they weren't loaded up with notions of mercy to foes. Come for us and ours, you die, was the law they had lived by since Don Tenorio had led them, or their parents, into the half-sunk ruins a generation before. If any Chichimecs had tried to surrender, they'd been turned down terminally. The Scavvy's notion of first aid to fallen foes was administered with knives, rifle butts, handy rocks, or in the case of a couple of wounded who dragged themselves into the roadway as the column moved out, the tires of their support wags. Conserving ammo. No skin off any part of Ryan's anatomy. It wasn't all that different from the rules he'd grown up playing by. The city contingent rested in a hollow near Hector's war RV, not very well drained and so somewhat marshy. They were bitching about Hector sticking them there, but were in generally good spirits. They were telling the story of the abortive ambush to their buddies who had come up with Tenorio's and Hector's bunch, and affecting to be matter of fact about the whole thing. While Tenorio saw to the wounded and went among his people, speaking to them as if they were members of his family, Ryan, with Doc, JB, and Jack, took stock of the forces assembled. Aside from his ground pounders, Hector had 3 big wags mounting Browning M2 50 calibers and several tripod-mounted M1919A4 machine guns in 30 caliber, heavy suckers that needed to be carried in several pieces, then had to be assembled to be ready for action. Once they were properly emplaced, they were deadly. Ryan was glad he wouldn't be trying to fumble one of the beasts together while muties were jumping out of the bushes at him with obsidian daggers in their teeth. For the first time, Ryan saw the multiple rocket launchers, home-built on the beds of converted pickups, which Five Axis Patrol had fired into the abandoned ville to spring the companions from Two Arrow that first day. The projectiles they launched were likewise improvised, not terribly accurate, but all the artillery the entire army had. Hector didn't believe in it himself. It wasn't macho, apparently. There were also 2 more city supply trucks mounted with .308 caliber MGs.
How did our friends bear up under their first trial of fire, Ryan?
They're not true cold hearts, but they'll do what needs to be done. They don't fear the sight of blood, theirs or anybody else's. Whether they can stand up depends on what the Chichimecs throw at us.
What about Hector's gang?
Less impressive than their leader's bombast or the barbaric splendor of his bodyguards. Still, some are well-seasoned. The rest will stand so long as they fear Hector more than the invaders.
And there you have it.
The city troops were set on the right wing of the army, such as it was, and the whole mob was sent on its way north, led by Eagle Knight Pathfinders on motorcycles. Ryan kept his own motorcycle scouts deployed close to their own front and covering their own right, which was otherwise open all the way to the eastern mountains. Don Hector was apparently the executive sort of leader who watched the battle and directed it from well behind the action, rather than a follow-me type. Ryan suspected that was the only way to manage a force of this size. Still, he wasn't sure that was the only reason Hector was trailing along well behind the advancing force. The cacique was probably as bold as any man, one-on-one. But the prospect of being laid low by a blaster fired by some distant peasant would horrify him beyond endurance. Tenorio was still back with his fellow baron, mainly to keep an eye on him. Doc had once again stayed at the Alcalde's side. Ryan was just as glad. It wasn't as if one blaster more or less was going to make much difference in what was to come, and the old man didn't really need to go through the panic and exertion of someone else's fight. The country rolled gently away from the lake, broken up by fewer lava flows than were common further south. Once they had a couple hills between them and Hector, Ryan summoned Fiveax, Miguel, and a couple of the other English-speaking city folk.
Spread the word to start dragging heels just a bit. We want to let the main force get at least a couple hundred yards ahead of us.
What for?
I don't like advancing blind like this, 5X. Chichimex already tried to trap us once. It might spring a bigger trap, try to bag the whole army. Whatever we run into, I want Hector's people to run into it first.
But what will they say?
Miguel nodded toward the larger body of troops tramping along to the west. Their own officers were yipping at them like sheepdogs, trying to urge them on faster to the unseen foe.
Ah, they are such machos, they will never to notice we no keeping up. Or if do, they just sneer at us cowards.
You sure about this, Ryan? Those Eagle Knights and Sekmen don't mean a spent shell case. But what about when the big boys, the Dons, tumble wise?
This isn't really our fight, but since we made it ours, I figure we should win. And I can't go against what my gut tells me.
Never saw anybody turn down a victory once it's won. Not even a pissed off baron.